This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Big pay cuts are likely coming for executives at RTD, which is facing a $200 million budget shortfall. A majority of the RTD board said last night that salary cuts, especially for top earners, will help minimize layoffs. Board member Natalie Menton.
This plan to reduce at a higher level is in the best interest of the riders. It's in the best interest of the district.
More than a dozen RTD executives earn more than $200,000 a year. In the U.S. House, Republicans are looking ahead to 2021. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado Republican Representative Doug Lamborn says House Republicans' governing document called the Commitment to America brings a message of restoring, rebuilding, and renewing, which, quote, provides a path forward to further greatness and unleashing our citizens' full potential. The document focuses on bringing back the pre-pandemic economy. It talks about tripling rapid COVID-19 testing, developing and distributing a vaccine, and modernizing infrastructure. But while the plan is heavy on politics, it's light on actual policy details. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver police shot and killed a man on the city's south side last night. Division Chief Ron Thomas says police responded to reports of someone with a gun and saw a man fitting that description.
The officers began issuing commands to that individual. He disregarded those commands and began to draw that weapon. The officers then discharged their weapons.
It happened near the intersection of Colorado Boulevard and Iliff Avenue. This is CPR News.